producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Scottish John joining us. We'll give you his full name and all the info. But a lot of these citizen activists, you know, are better known by their original internet handles. And he's Scottish, and will give us his breakdown on the Scottish independent movement that is causing people in Catalonia, Spain to want to break away. It's causing people in Texas to talk about it. The New York Times had an article about that yesterday, saying that it's encouraging this movement all over the world. I think Scotland should be able to be separate from the UK. But there's some pitfalls to it as well. That vote's coming up next Thursday. We'll break that down. Going back to our guest, known as Syrian Girl, continuing with where you see all this going. I mean, what do you expect to unfold now that we're going to stop the rebels by arming them, but they're the good rebels, they're not Al-Qaeda, and our own military knows that's not true. Our own military, generals and colonels and others that I've talked to on and off record, are very upset about this. It's all about a pipeline that's going to run up through Syria with natural gas and cut off Russia. Okay, great, but America won't even make money off that. Plus, it's immoral. It's blocking free market stuff. If they want to have a pipeline, pay Assad, pay the government, pay the people for using it. I mean, you just can't send Al-Qaeda in to blow up all the churches because they'll let you have a pipeline. It's so immoral.
Well, absolutely about the pipeline. I mean, that's going to be the region that runs right through the ISIS-controlled areas right now. And the idea is just to keep that area destabilized indefinitely and cut up Syria into lots of different pieces so that you can never have like a viable state there that you can, with stability, that you can run a pipeline through. You know, the Syrian FM said that ISIS doesn't need any more airstrikes. The Syrian Air Force can take care of that. But what we really need is for the money flow and the training to stop. And what this Obama's mission now is just going to strengthen ISIS and make it a continuous thing, you know. And it's very dangerous as well because the Russians and the Chinese have come out and said, you can't do this without a UN resolution. This is a breach of sovereignty. And you know, things might escalate if the Syrian Air Force shoots down an American plane or the American plane shoots some Syrian army as well. You know, this could actually escalate as it did last year with some kind of a World War III scenario where Iran and Israel and Russia gets involved. You know, people don't want that. We don't want that. You know, we've already suffered enough war. We want to see things over. You know, we want to protect our sovereignty and our borders. And I did want to mention as well, just totally changing the subject a little bit, but on my channel, the conversations of the journalist that was beheaded, Sokolov, in the leaked Syrian Electronic Army emails reveal that one of the insurgents, the American insurgent, Matthew Van Dyke, who went to fight in Libya, actually told him that he had information that the Syrian rebels actually had chemical weapons and used them in Aleppo. And Sokolov was interested in writing a story about this before he was kidnapped. You find details about that on my channel. But just goes to show you that, you know, any excuse would do. And the U.S. just wants a war and instability in that region, no matter which side they're on and no matter who they're bombing. It doesn't matter if they're not on any side, just so long as they're in there selling weapons and, you know, creating the chaos.
Mimi Alahim, thank you so much for spending time with us. We'll obviously be talking to you in the next few weeks. As this unfolds, I hope our military again says no to this. Syrian Girl can be found at Syrian Girl Partisan on YouTube or Partisan Girl on Twitter. I'm Alex Jones. You can find us at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and on Twitter and Facebook as well, and syndicated across the United States. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Alex, and thanks to everybody.
Thank you, Mimi. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with Scottish John all the way from Scotland to give us his take on Scottish independence.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
You let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm looking at this headline, and it really upsets me because I remember reading about this in the BBC when I was first on radio in 1996. And I would go on air and read the BBC news articles and people wouldn't believe me. Because back then nobody was reading UK news. And I'm not saying it's wonderful or perfect, but it would have more interesting things in it about how they were already growing little human embryos but mixing them with cow DNA so that they didn't have any rights. Because there were laws in the UK and the US and a lot of other countries. China basically has none. It's the leader in all this. Hong Kong, you know, makes glow-in-the-dark cats you could buy 20 years ago. I would cover things like that, and people wouldn't believe it. Or goats that are part spider that create body armor. People still don't believe that, and that's probably been in the news, let's not exaggerate, 10,000 times. But this story we're going to cover later, mad science genetically modified microhumans to be farmed for drug testing by 2017. So within just 4 years, 3 years now, wow, it's going to go into full production. And you know this is already going on, to where they just grow these little humans and then use their different stem cells, you name it, or take the little organs out and they grow them larger. This is the end of humanity. This is having no value on the human species, not to mention all the things it's going to give rise to. And I remember in the BBC, they had scientists in 1996 talking about how they'd already successfully grown human embryos inside cow uteruses. And they were doing it inside the cow uteruses and had the uteruses alive outside of cows trying to figure out how to create artificial wombs. Well, they've done it. And our article links to the patents and links to the announcements by the companies. And our story is up on Drudge Report.
Hey, Alex, not to be sensational, but microhumans is code word for babies.
Microhumans is code word for babies. You're right. It is code word. In fact, that was the thing back at the time, is they were going to grow embryos, which is code for baby. And it's all part of this dehumanization. Once you have, thanks for pointing that out, once you've dehumanized and had 54 million abortions since Roe v. Wade, once you have death panels for old people, and, oh, yeah, the veterans are on death panels, too, with the VA, then it's, oh, microhumans. And yes, indeed, it is babies. It is little people. And they just spin it till they're little, though. It's kind of like we're putting up microphones in every major city to listen to your conversations, but they can also hear gunshots, so they're gunshot detectors. It's all spin. Developers of artificial microhumans, or mini GM humans, close quote, in the patent, are hoping to release their technology on the market by 2017. No, this isn't a sci-fi joke. Scientists are developing artificial humans in the same vein as GM plants, with the hope that these creations will replace the need for using animals in laboratory testing. See, oh, so that, and of course, PETA and others support this. See how that works? Oh, we don't do animal testing, we just do human testing. Artificial humans will be farmed, close quote, this is them saying it, with intersecting organs that can be used in drug tests, speed up the process of FDA and other government regulatory approvals, and supposedly without damaging rats or other animals currently used in laboratories. The GM humans will contain smartphone-sized microchips that will be programmed to replace up to 10 major human organs. This is just this particular company. This is really very old technology, and the article then links through to all of the announcements by the companies themselves. And this report by Christina Sarich is up on Infowars.com. A great job getting that story out. It's also originally appeared in Natural Society, Gucciardi's website. So there you have it, my friends. This is how long this has been going on. But when I first read the articles about it and the patents about it in the mid-90s and late 90s, it was always, but don't worry, we've changed their genetic code 1%, so it's not a human, so it's not under the law. Now, this is what we know is going on. Just like 3 years ago, we told you big companies were coming out, big pharma, to make you have microchips, tiny microchips, inside all of the prescription drugs that you then swallow, that they then track you with. Well, don't worry. Now all the big manufacturers are coming out with this. Pfizer, Merck, you name it. And it's all over the news. 3 years ago when we reported it, one of the big companies sent us a letter and said, we're going to sue you if you say it's an edible microchip. And they said, we want you to use a different term. And I said, go ahead and sue me. And they backed off. But they didn't want an early backlash. They wanted to have their rollout for it, so everyone accepted it. So don't call it babies are to be farmed to be medically tested on. Because the headline should be babies to be farmed for medical testing. Babies to be grown in labs to be tortured to death. Oh, but all the beautiful Hollywood stars, they all want the stem cells and the rest of it for themselves, I guess. They're not speaking out. Just don't test on a bunny rabbit or a rat. By the way, I don't like animal testing. I try to buy stuff that hasn't been tested on animals. But when you talk about just, oh, little micro, they're little. And it's the equivalent of basically selling them for meat at the butcher. That's what we've been brought down to. Does anybody feel safe when the little ones aren't safe? Does anybody think this won't all come back on us? Does anybody not think we're living in a science fiction movie where we buy all these Apple goods and they have suicide nets around the buildings, forced abortions, 18-hour work days, where they literally have blood on the components because they work their fingers to the bone. And there's been studies out, we've covered it, where Apple could pay $2 more per iPhone or other device, and the people would be living like kings. But they don't want to create a real economy for humans. They're just using humans while Foxconn prepares to replace all 15 million of their workers by 2016 with robots, and they announced that 2 years ago. Just a month ago, they had one of their factories go total robot, no humans. Robots work on robots, work on robots. Oh, well, there's no CPS there. They chain their kids up, if they have kids, on power poles or light poles outside, and they defecate on the ground, and then they wait till dad or mom comes back with enough food to eat once and live in shipping containers. And we're going to compete with that. We need to pay Chinese workers more money. You go, well, wait, I thought you were against the minimum wage. That's not what we're talking about. They artificially create a wage so low, the kids are... By the way, you think I'm joking, type in Chinese children chained to light poles, and you'll just see shots of little kids lying in the streets outside the factories, chained, three-year-olds, urinating on the ground. That's what you're competing against. That's NAFTA, that's GATT, that's the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, but here they can put regulations in where your kid's playing in the park when they're 11, we're going to take them. See how that works? Now, for the rest of the hour... Shifting gears to something that could be a solution to the New World Order, I want to try to explain something that's very complex in as simplistic as a form as I can. The globalists want to create three mega regions with 10 sub-regions, destroy the original sovereignty of each country, and replace it with a regional government that then only deals with sub-districts within the original area. So I want cultural, racial, religious, or historical states, not because they're perfect, but because next to the globalist synthetic New World Order blob, it's a firewall or a redoubt. I would love to see Texas at this point secede from the Union and form its own republic and control our own borders. We would be wealthy beyond our wildest dreams. America's already gone. It's already been taken over by the globalists. We could reestablish the republic here in Texas and then... set up a new state federation with other states as it went. I'm sorry, America's already captured by the globalists. If we could get the republic back, I would want to do it. But at this point, I'm all for Texas secession. That's why the feds ran underground kooky groups early on to make the idea look bad so no one would accept it. Now it's more popular than ever. Major polls show a majority of Texans want to secede right now. Scotland's actually doing it and is set to vote next week. The Queen has said, don't you dare do it, and freaked out about it. The Prime Minister, oh my gosh, look, I've got Scottish, British, you name it, German background. I don't have a dog in the fight. I would be for Welsh independence. I would be for Irish independence from the EU and the globalist. I am for people being independent. And when you've got something based on a culture and a history, that is far better having the people control their oil and natural gas and state properties of the people than the globalist and the Transylvanian king and queen. They literally are Transylvanian. Nothing against Romanians, they're not even German. And so Scottish John joins us. We're going to go to break and come back with him. And, of course, born to an Irish mother and Scottish father. I won't read his whole bio. Growing up in Scotland and then in Ireland, he then traveled the world and worked in manufacturing and in industry. Then he became an actor, coming to Texas, moving back to London. He's been all over the place. But working in the Philippines, he met a lot of Texans. That's why he moved here. And I've just kind of boiled that down. We're going to break in a moment. But it's got to be over a decade I've run into you out of Second Amendment demonstrations, property rights demonstrations, Scottish John. And so now you're here. You got a promo that runs with us talking about standing up against the New World Order. And how long have you been in Austin?
I've been in Austin 16 years, Alex. And I first met you when you were showing your movie 9/11 Road to Tyranny.
So 12 years ago.
There you go. Yeah. I just finished working for Mike Hansen at the time. And we met in the Alamo Draft House that night down on there.
Did we have a pint?
No, we didn't. If we'd gone for a pint, we'd probably still have been sitting there bevying and yakking.
Oh, man. Well, anyways, you're hearing me get all wound up and rant through all this news.
No.
I'm always exhausted after the show, but that's what I do. When we come back, I'm going to try to give you the floor to break down some of the basics of Scotland, what independence means. They've now got big banks trying to pull their money out and stuff. They tried to do that to Iceland as well, but the Vikings stood their ground. And so I do support independence, but the Scots have got to watch out because the globalists will come back in other ways.
Absolutely.
But this is the way to go. This is the way to get out of the New World Order is to secede from it. We'll be right back.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You stand back, I'll let us roll on.
since then, all over the world. Millions are hitting the streets in Catalonia and Spain, you name it, saying they want secession as well. So the whole world's watching what's happening in Scotland. From Texas to Spain, it's happening, and Scottish John is here. Tell us about that song, why you wanted to air that. Tell us about the name Scottish John, and then get into what's really happening with Scottish independence. And you were telling me off air all the dirty tricks they're running, trying to stop you guys from getting away from the UK. Why wouldn't you get away from England? I mean, it took England 500, 600 years to finally conquer by force. And then you can go back to Bannockburn in 1314, beating him for a while. I mean, this is, I just can't believe that, that Scotland would ever be under the UK.
Yeah. Well, that song, Alex, is a song called Letter from America by a couple of brothers called Craig and Charlie Reed. And it was written in the 80s as a result of what was happening to industry back home as a result of Thatcher's policies. And we were losing all our jobs. Industry was being shut down. And people, in order to find a job, were having to go wherever they could. Some people went to America. I ended up going to the Philippines because the industry that I was in, I could get work there because my industry in particular, which was the textile industry, was all being shipped out to the Far East where labor was very cheap. But, of course, they needed people with experience and skill. So I ran a couple of factories out in Manila in the Philippines. I came back after 2 years of that and saw the explosion of unemployment figures, and it's really shocking. And basically, this, you know, this was a specific plan to shut down manufacturing in Britain. And
now they've done it here.
Yeah. Yeah, that shocked me when I came here. I guess, like most people, I thought America was different.
And now the robots are going to replace the people, and the globalists say they've got a plan to just get rid of us.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I guess, like most people, when I started hearing language like that years ago, you said, ah, crazy. But when you think about it now, no. They have no need for us. Absolutely no need for us.
Tell me about your T-shirt.
My T-shirt is it's just an acknowledgement of the Battle of Bannockburn. It was a battle that Robert the Bruce won where Scotland gained independence.
Of course, William Wallace paved the way for that.
Yeah. And just on that note, William Wallace, one of his famous victories, the Battle of Stirling Bridge. Now, in this shenanigans that's going on at home at the moment, somebody spray-painted a swastika on Stirling Bridge. And that is just disgusting. That is unforgivable. It's unconscionable to do something like that. My God.
Who do you think did it?
That's debatable. Talk about
Scottish independence, people that don't know why it's so important, because it's already sending shockwaves across the world.
Yeah. Well, what has happened to Scotland economically and socially has been as a result of Westminster's decisions. And traditionally, we've had a Conservative or Tory government in Westminster, which was never voted in by Scottish people. There'd be very, very few Scots who would vote for the Tory party. But because of the demographics of Britain as a whole, two-thirds of the British population lives in the southeastern section of England. So it's tilted in their favour for representation at Westminster. Now, eventually, they gave us what they call devolution in 1999. You know, sort of not real self-determining powers, but just to keep us happy. You know, they chuck a couple of sweeties at us, as we'd like to say.
For people that don't know, that's why we have the Electoral College here as well. You can't let the more populous states outvote the other states and then basically make them their slaves.
Yeah.
And that's the same issue you're dealing with.
Yeah. And we always thought the Labour Party being against the Tories were our friends. And, of course, we find out now that's not true. The Labour Party were popular in Scotland because that was the only way they were going to retain enough seats in Westminster to maybe give them a chance to be in the government. Well, we saw what happened when Tony Blair won for the Labour Party. I kind of supported him when he came on the scene. I thought I understood what he was doing. He was shifting the sort of Labour theme more to the centre because, look, we've got to do something to get the Tories out. But it turns out, no, he was a shill. Absolute shill.
We're going to come back and talk about the big vote coming up next week with Scottish John and find out why he calls himself Scottish John. And we'll open the phones up from folks from Scotland. Stay with us. Get your phones ready.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200 plus million year old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
I could tell a meaning of a word like scurry. I thought the movement that I was sexy. I could tell a
dance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Scottish John is our guest today. We're playing some, I guess, Scottish modern theme music here. There's a lot of other news coming up in the next hour. We're going to look at Agenda 21, how the globalists destroy national sovereignty, destroy any cultural sovereignty, and bring in their plastic, synthetic Agenda 21. It's way past zoning. It's UNESCO, global governance, down to the political correctness, the speech, the light bulbs, the toilets, the food, the roads. It's total global governance covertly being put into place. And England, the UK, was a very strong, wealthy, rich people. And so they use the English and others to then just expand this corporatist, black nobility system that had come out of Italy, basically. And then you had the Norman invasion, and that brought that imperialistic system to it. And so it's not blaming the UK or the British people today. They're kind of the vestigial heart of this modern planetary program. It's just like the fact that we see eugenics coming out of the UK. It comes out of the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, a Transylvanian bloodline. We first talked about this in the mid-90s. People thought we were crazy. It's now mainstream news that the British royalty isn't British. They have the fake name Windsor. That's not their name. It's Saxe-Coburg-Gotha and a bunch of other names. And they're not even German. They are from Transylvania and are the direct descendants of Vlad the Impaler or Count Dragon, Count Dracula. And that's why the old symbol for England, before that, they didn't start fully coming over. Got a bunch of different houses. You had the Plantagenets and then the Tudors. I'm not going to go through the whole issue. But for a long time, at least 500 years, there's been this influence going on in England. And I'm not bashing people from Transylvania. It's just that literally the world empire goes directly back to Count Dracula. You cannot make something up this weird. Truth is stranger than fiction. Scottish John, get into some of the history of Scotland, this vote coming up, what some of the scams are that are getting pulled to try to keep you guys from going for independence.
Yeah. This is an issue that it's hard to understand. These people who have treated Scotland basically as a poor cousin for hundreds of years, now all of a sudden, when we want to leave, they're begging us to stay. And they're promising us, oh, we'll give you more powers, we'll give you this. Well, why didn't you give us this before? The reason we want to part from you is because of the way you've treated us historically. You know?
Well, you owe it to your ancestors to be independent.
Absolutely. The blood that's been spilt on Scottish soil over hundreds of years, it's just, it breaks my heart. And the thing that I'm concerned about now is the way this campaign is being manipulated. I was listening to some people in the Northern Islands this morning. They had to do it by postal vote. So they voted over a week ago. And what's happened since then, they've heard, and well, I'm sorry, I voted for no now. I want to vote yes, but it's too late. There's also, the BBC are complicit in trying to screw this up. They're, I'm very disappointed in the BBC, Alex. The BBC that I knew when I was a younger man, I had complete faith in. They're supposed to be unbiased because they're not supported by commercial interests. It's paid for by the licence payer, the British public. But now, they're up to their neck in dirty tricks.
What are some of the dirty tricks? I mean, we're hearing from the Queen, Cameron, all of them. Big banks are going to pull money out, on and on and on.
Yeah.
But then you guys will get access to all your own oil and gas, huge reserves of it, trillions and trillions of pounds, just ready to be put into the treasury. It can almost be like Alaska, where the citizens all get a check every year.
Yeah. Well, one of the things they've done is they brought on a so-called expert and say, well, you know, there's not as much oil left as you Scots think there is, so it's going to run out. Well, if we stayed with England, it's going to run out anyway. What difference does it make? But one thing I found out yesterday, there was a guy, he's an ex-ambassador to, where is he? Estonia, somewhere like that. No, Uzbekistan. He was an ex-ambassador to Uzbekistan. And it turned out that in 1999, when the Devolution Act was being signed over by the Westminster Parliament by Tony Blair, the English government shifted the maritime line in the North Sea off the Scottish coast, and it took away 9 oil fields from Scotland. And this was done under the cover of darkness, so to speak. Nobody knew.
You guys should demand it back.
Well,
once you got your country back.
Yes. If we get,
they had a war with the Falklands, they're going to have one with Scotland.
I know. Yeah. It's about sheep. Imagine fighting a war about sheep, eh?
Yeah.
Talk about pulling the wool over your eyes. God almighty. Yeah, that was Thatcher. Yeah. But, yeah, it's sad to see the dirty tricks that are being played. I was going to say, yesterday, I saw a video yesterday. There's a bunch of Labour MPs showed up in Glasgow, and they're marching through the centre of Glasgow, and there's a guy in a pedicab following him around, and he was playing the theme tune to InfoWars on a big boombox, really loud. It was just giving them all a bunch of grief. But they were all going to see all these no voters You know, all these people, these stupid... I don't understand.
Well, explain. So how do you vote if you do want to have sovereignty?
You vote yes.
Yes. But they've confused it where people think you vote no.
Oh, did I say the wrong thing there? Yeah. They're trying to muddy the water so much. And you'll see something on YouTube, for example, and then you read the comments, and the comments are like chalk and cheese, and you think to yourself, well, how do you take from what he just said so differently from someone else? It'd be like you saying to me, Nelson Mandela was white. And I say, no, wait a minute, I don't think so. How could you?
Well, that's like Obama saying there's no boots on the ground when he just sent 1,400 troops in the last month, 400 of them the day he says it, over to fight supposedly ISIS. And then he says that ISIS isn't Islamic. I mean, it's just lying to our face. And I know they've done it for a while, but now it's really getting intense. What are some of the other dirty tricks? Go over some of the history of Scotland for folks that don't know, some of the basics.
Well, we're just a country of people that just wanted to mind their own business. Historically, we had the clans, and we had a different kind of way of living than the English. You know, sometimes there'd be a skirmish between the clans, but there was always a lot of respect. One of the dark incidents...
Clans or tribes?
Yeah.
Tribes.
Basically, yeah. And we fought the last Jacobite campaign, the famous Bonnie Prince Charlie thing, the second Jacobite uprising in 1745. And we lost that. The English came in and carried out what they called the Highland Clearances, which kind of scattered the Scots all over the globe. But just prior to that, there was the famous battle in Ireland by Prince William of Orange, the guy who came from Holland and kind of got plonked on the vacant English throne at the time. And this was a religious war, the Protestant Orange against King James's Catholic troops. And what happened shortly after that was, while they're trying to sort out all the business with the clans up in Scotland, stop us from wearing the tartan and bar us from playing bagpipes and just trying to destroy our culture, basically, all the clan chiefs were called to Inverness, which is a city in the north of Scotland, to pay their taxes. Now, William of Orange had set up this thing to where the MacDonald clan were coming over the Highlands, and because of the weather, they were getting slowed down. So they stopped at the Campbell headquarters, you know, their camp. And it was a Scottish tradition, if a different clan was visiting, you showed them hospitality, you put them up, you fed them. Well, what they did there was, in the dark of night, they slaughtered the MacDonald clan. They murdered them in cold blood. And that's the kind of tricks that they've played against us over the years. You know, I'm not a really educated historian, Alex, but just basically, we've been a...
Well, it's the old saying, why did the sun never set on the British Empire?
Exactly.
Because God wouldn't trust an Englishman in the dark. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm Welsh and everything, but I'm a Heinz 57. I don't have a dog in the fight. I can just see the center of government manipulation, the fraud systems that were brought into the UK, that were brought into those, you know, islands, is now the global system, and people need to be aware of that.
Exactly.
So it is a big defeat for the establishment if Scotland breaks away, in my view.
Yeah.
There are some pitfalls, because then you've got competing globalist arms. You'll just have Goldman Sachs come in there and try to take over your government and buy you off that way, even slicker.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's the self-determination of the fact that your country's been conquered for 300 years. You want to get it back.
Yeah. And kind of, one of the tricks we'll play is, there was an excellent example of this in the movie Braveheart, where old Longshanks is saying, well, we'll offer such and such a clan chief, we'll give him estates and lands in such and such an area, you know, just to break. But further down the line, you know, he's going to come and murder that guy. And what happened during my lifetime, in my working life there, when all the jobs were lost and the manufacturing industry just collapsed, They were very clever in that they left a certain amount of people in work just to maintain the status quo, so to speak.
They do it in phases.
Yeah, but to keep those people, then they would zip it because they didn't want to lose their jobs, you know? So that's how they... It's the old divide and conquer thing.
They know what they're doing.
Oh, absolutely.
You got a bunch of notes. Let's run through your notes here. You got like 3 pages of stuff you wrote here.
Yeah. Well, just looking at some of the things that's being discussed in this, and I've watched the two live debates with Sam and Alistair Darling. What a name, eh? Darling. Good God. A third of the Scottish budget goes on healthcare. Now, what does that say about a country that a third of your budget has to go on healthcare? Why is that? It's because people don't have jobs that pay them enough to maintain a decent level of health. They're not eating proper food, you know?
Well, people start dying when you go under a National Health Service.
Yeah, absolutely. Alex Salmond and David Cameron, they're two cheeks on the same arse. That's all I can say, you know. I'm not a big fan of Alex Salmond. I was never a big supporter of the Scottish National Party, to be honest. When I was a younger man, I supported the Labour Party. Of course, when I got older and wiser, I just realised, naive, you know, but when you're younger, what do young people think about? When they're not that interested in politics. If you're a young man, there's two things you're interested in.
Let's not say them.
Well, it's women and maybe sport. Me, I love to play football, or soccer, as you all call it.
See, with me, I wasn't interested in sports. It was just one thing.
I thought I'd clean it up, you know.
Yeah.
Now, here's another thing. This isn't really to do with Scottish independence, but this is just another thing of how these people work. I remember when Maggie Thatcher was Prime Minister, they started privatising all the national assets, like the gas and the water and the electricity, and they offered the British people shares, you know, you want to be a shareholder? And all they wanted to be yuppies back then said, oh yeah, I want to buy shares. Oh look, I'm a shareholder in BT. Well, big deal, you know. But further down the line, of course, they're tempted into selling their shit because they're offered such a great price, they'll sell them and they maybe double their money. But what happens then? That ownership is then concentrated. Now, what happened? I'll give you one example that sticks in my mind. It's South East Water Authority in England was bought over by a French company. Now, what kind of government allows a foreign entity to buy something like
that? Well, that's it. Water? That's why the globalists want to have their own orchestrated breakaways in countries, but then it goes under a new conglomerate. If a country breaks away to its original state and it's based on culture, it tends to have a chance of actually doing something better. I mean, this is all a big experiment, but exactly. The UK has already got 83% of its laws on record made by the EU that is literally Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan.
Exactly.
So you're forced to secede just because even if you wanted to stay in the UK, it's been conquered.
Yeah.
And I really like Nigel Farage and UKIP and the rest of them, but you know they're even pro-crown. Their argument is, well, it's better than the EU, which is our new king and queen. So I get that at a certain level. But at the same time, UKIP's got to support you guys because they are the independence party, and now all these other states want to get out of the EU and Europe. And what do you think of the rest of the world looking at Scotland, Catalonia and Spain, Texas, a bunch of other places are now wanting to secede watching what the Scots are doing?
More power to them. I mean, what greater gift can a human being have than the right of self-determination? Now, you just mentioned something there, the UKIP thing. Even if Scotland gets independence, we're still going to be a part of the EU. To me, that doesn't make a lot of sense. You know, I've heard that there's supposed to be a referendum on that further down the line.
Exactly. You pull out of the UK, then you pull out of the EU.
Yeah. We were lied to about it was the common market back then. I mean, it was.
They just said it was a trade deal.
Yeah.
And did you get jobs from it?
No.
The jobs went away on it.
We didn't. No.
Just like NAFTA and GATT.
Absolutely. The farmers lost work. It is, you know.
Same you know what, different you know what.
Yeah.
I mean, it is just the same globalist mercantile scam. Look, when England ran the colonies, they wouldn't let us have manufactured goods. We had to send it back to England and buy it back
yeah.
as a way to control people. That was the main reason for the war, wasn't even the taxes, is that they wouldn't let us have industry.
Yeah.
This is how the globalists control things. Now they've just moved everything to China, out of the U.S., out of even Mexico, out of Scotland, out of Ireland. This is how they control. They go, oh, you're going to be a service economy now.
Yeah.
And then now that's not even working.
No, it's pathetic.
Well, look, we have to buy local. We have to be sovereign. We have to vote with our dollars. Doesn't mean any of us are perfect, but that's how you grow an economy.
Yeah. You're familiar with the name Chuck Harder?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Chuck Harder made a very important point, Montanus.
I wanted to get him on the show. Yeah. He's really the proto-Rush Limbaugh.
There's three things that a society needs in order to thrive, and that is manufacturing, mining, and agriculture. And if you don't have those three things to a certain degree, then you ain't going to survive.
And under globalism, they don't want any country to have all three or even two of those.
Absolutely.
Because they want the globalist control from outside with their deals, who can get what.
Yeah. And this is what people in Scotland need to realize. Now, another interesting aspect of this is the voting age for this particular thing, this referendum, is being dropped to 16 years old. I'm just hoping that they're wise enough and well enough informed that they're going to vote the right way.
Well, I've been seeing the news, though, that targets young people. It's all, stay in the UK, stay in the... Yeah, it's a bunch of brainwashing.
You know, over the years, I left Scotland in 1969 when my folks split up, and I ended up in England. And over the years, as I was travelling up home to visit, I could just see the industrial landscape deteriorating year after year.
And also in Northern England, look at Sheffield.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, Sheffield, the steel industry, that was a massive industry in Sheffield years ago.
But they're not allowed to have any of it now. They had to all move to India because of carbon taxes, and India pays none. And then the UN head, Pachauri, made the money. Ah, isn't that loving?
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his 2-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Scottish John is our guest. I've just run into this guy for more than 10 years, it's got to be. He can probably remember at pro-gun rallies, you name it. He goes out and holds up signs in front of the city council all the time. He's really active. And I thought, why don't I have him do a promo, you know, promoting liberty? So he does that. And he's here with us. By the way, I'm going to give you a bottle of this OxyPower. This, I've been taking it 2 weeks, three or four nights a week now. Absolutely flushes out your guts like nothing I've ever seen. We're selling it at InfoWarsLife.com, discounted directly from Dr. Group. He has all the proprietary documentation on it at InfoWarsLife.com. Your purchases of X2, Nascent Iodine, your purchases of Supermale Vitality, Silver Bullet, all of it is absolutely essential. And with all these new viruses and mutated things popping up, now is the time to get your gut in line. It's 80% of your immune system, most scientists agree, and medical doctors. It's so key. This is why I'm getting so much into health. Plus, we fund our operation with high-quality supplements and products. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Scottish John, you want me to give you a bottle of this Oxy powder?
Why not, sir?
All right, here's the bottle. Hey, so you got a promise to take it?
I will.
And call and tell me what happens.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'd only take a few at first.
I'll keep a log.
Because you're going to think...
No pun intended, I'll keep a log.
You write love letters to the Queen of England with it. The point is that... You were telling me a really bad joke about the Queen of England. Do you have any family-friendly ones? Look, for me, a woman wearing a diamond headdress... And then to have world leaders bowing to her, I want to vomit when Obama does it to the Saudi king or her. My ancestors fought to not be under a monarch. It makes me want to puke. I mean, and nothing against England. I mean, I got a lot of English, you know, Welsh blood myself, proud of it. You know, one of my ancestors, Gresham, invented the stock exchange on record. I had a British family came over on the Mayflower, both sides. It's just at the same time, the people of England don't want to be under the EU and, you know, under the Queenie. What is the argument to stay under the Queenie? Here's your bottle.
It's brainwashing. Some people think...
The new royal baby's coming.
Oh, I can't tell you how excited I am about that, Alex. Wouldn't you go into overdrive?
They have over 100 palaces.
I know,
They have 3 private trains, over 100 aircraft. But then old people are being cut off their gas in the middle of winter.
Well, I think Prince Philip...
The royalty!
I think Prince Philip will be delighted because apparently he's very fond of children, if you get my drift.
Well, he does publicly, like if a light bulb's out on TV, they won't let him on live television. They go, that light bulb is out. Is a black in the area? Must have been a black if a light bulb's out. And, of course, he's basically a Nazi. You know that, right? He's a eugenicist.
Yes.
And his cousin, Prince Bernhard, was an SS officer.
Do you know how I found that out? I was listening to you one time, and I heard you say that he was German. And I said, you sure? Because we grew up and his nickname was Phil the Greek.
Yeah, of course, because he was basically the prince over the Greek island at the time, Cyprus.
There you go. But yeah, after I heard you saying that, yeah, I researched it. And yeah, sure enough, he's a kraut. Yeah.
Well, they're always saying that...
I really apologize to the Germans for that because I haven't met any Germans that I didn't like.
Oh, exactly. Well, but the thing is, he's not even a kraut. I know. He's Transylvanian.
Yeah.
He's Romanian.
He's a schmuck. God almighty. I can't believe I used to love those people.
Well, you know, the King of England who had to advocate in World War II, it wasn't over him marrying an American woman.
Yeah.
It's because he had to flee Germany when the bombing started.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all the photos with him, Levy, Devon, Hitler.
Yeah. You know, when I lived in London, I used to work, I worked in catering because as an actor, you had to be very flexible. So working catering gave you that flexibility to be free. So I used to work lots of functions where I'd be serving the royal family, members of parliament.
I didn't know that.
Used to work in the House of Parliament. I'll tell you a funny story about the Houses of
Parliament. Let's do 5 more minutes. I want to hear some of these stories.
All right.
And we'll have you back sometime. Scottish independence next week. Tell me your gut.
Okay.
Tell me your gut. Are they going to vote to leave the UK?
I hope so.
What does your gut tell you?
Yes!
Yes!
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.